And he showed me a river. Did you see the tree of life last night? What a wonderful picture that we saw last night concerning the tree of life. And if you read Genesis last night, like the brothers asked, and Revelation this morning, then you'll see that those four items, the tree, the river, the materials, and the couple, the building, are in the beginning and they're at the end, showing us that God wants to be life to man for His corporate expression. So we have the tree last night, and this morning we're going to see a river. Amen. Hallelujah for the tree of life. Amen. And for the river of water of life. Amen. This whole weekend is on life and building. And if you notice, the first two messages are mainly related to life. You have the tree of life, and then you have the river of water of life. And then the last two messages, we have the material for God's building, and then we have the universal couple. And that's mainly related to the building. But these two matters are inseparable. You can't have the building without life. And it's pointless just to have life without the building. So when we come to these words, I really pray that the Lord will show us that this matter that is so dear to the Lord's heart, that He has an intense intention for this, and that is life and building. Amen. That He wants to be life to us for His building. Okay, so this morning, we're just going to hone in on one of the four items. On the river of water of life. Amen. Hallelujah, a river of water of life is flowing. Amen. It's not stagnant. It's not like a lake, a pond, right? A dam. And it's not small like a creek. But it is a river. Amen. A mighty flowing river. Amen. And He wants to flow in us, through us, and out of us. Amen. And this morning I'll just take the first part of this message, and then Brother Ken Walker will come up and hit a home run. Okay? Metaphorically speaking. But there are a lot of points on the outline, but there are just two things I would like to emphasize. First, that this river is wonderful. Amen. This river is amazing. Amen. In fact, in this river is everything we need. Because that's number one. As we go through the points, may the Lord impress us. We have a river. And that verse in 22, John says, and He showed me a river. The Lord didn't show him a bunch of other things, right? He showed him a river, showing us that what is on God's heart is altogether related to the river. Okay, so that's the first emphasis. Then the second item is that we would drink the river. It's not good enough just to see it, right? Brother's last night's illustration is very good. You have the tree. The river is the same way. We don't just stand aside from it and then examine it, study it, appreciate it objectively merely, but we have to drink it. And as we see this river is so wonderful, after all that He has gone through, everything that He has achieved, accomplished, obtained and attained is all in the river, this should incite in us a desire, a kind of need, a want, a panting after the water, that we would drink the river. Amen. This morning is not just a message about learning about the river. Forget about that. We need to drink the river. Amen. So when you're sitting there, you're listening to me, and I'm speaking here, we should all be drinking. Amen. The Spirit is flowing. He is available. He's accessible. And let's just all open up to Him and drink. Okay, so that's the second point. First point, the river is wonderful. Second point, we must drink the river. Amen. Okay, so first is related to our seeing. The second is related to our drinking. And Brother Ken will wrap this all up so that we go away drinkers. right, elated to be drinkers for our whole life. On the second point, on our need to drink, there are at least three motivations for us to drink the river. And the first is for our satisfaction. That's very clear, right? I mean, why do we drink, even in the physical realm? We drink because we're thirsty, right? That's at least one of the reasons. And we can all testify that without the Lord, this world is a dry place. It's full of dissatisfaction. It's full of disappointment. And actually, as we're on the campus, maybe we're popular, you're intelligent, I'm sure. You have good grades, or you have this fellowship, or this grant. I don't know. You have this aspiration. But ultimately, the world is a desert, right? It's just dry. Only He can satisfy us. Only He can quench our thirst. And so in John 7, when the Lord, on the last day, right, the great day of the feast, the Lord stood and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." Anyone? Actually, everyone is thirsty. Right? When we realize our thirst, there is a deep cry within us. I am not satisfied. The University of California is not satisfying. Right? My education, although important in the human realm, is not satisfying. It cannot be all that there is. We need the river of living water.
Amen.
To come and water us, to quench our thirst.
Amen.
In my circumstance, on Wednesday nights, I have to be involved in the class from 7 to 10. Okay, that's just the way it is. And this week, after class, at 10 p.m., as I was about to leave, there was a profound sense of dryness. I was involved with, you know, I mean, people get excited about all kinds of things and presentations, guest speakers, and things like that. At the end of class, I just felt sand everywhere. I was so dry, you know, I couldn't. And so as I was walking back to my car in the parking structure, I just had to call on the Lord. Okay, 10 o'clock, there's nobody there. And so I just call on the Lord, "Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus." You know what I got? I got a river.
Amen.
On that campus, the dead campus, in my dry situation, a river was gushing up.
Amen.
And it watered me. I was so satisfied. I was so happy. If a bystander would look, I don't know what they would see. But I was drinking of the river of God's pleasures.
Amen.
Isn't that our experience?
Amen.
We have so many situations that cause us to be dry. And you know what the solution is? We need to drink the river.
Amen.
Drink the river of water of life. So that's first. We drink because we have a need to be satisfied. But second, we also need to drink for our health, for our existence. Right? Physically speaking, we need to drink all the time. You can't just drink once a day. Right? It's impossible. So, how many of you drank something this morning? During breakfast, or breakfast, water or something? Okay. I had kind of wished more hands would come up. But I'm sure between now and lunch, we'll have a break soon, and you'll get something to drink. Right? Brother Michael is trained as a medical doctor. We need to drink all the time for health, right? And so we drink not just because we're thirsty. But there's a matter of drinking just to exist. We may be able to go without food for maybe a few weeks. Okay, if you're strong. But what about drinking? A few days, maybe. Drinking is so essential to life. If we want to be filled with life, we have to drink. Spiritually speaking, it is the same way. We can't just go from thirst to thirst. I'm thirsty, so I'll now drink. Right? We must go to a point where we're drinking all the time.
Amen.
Sometimes we have the mentality that, oh, you know, there's a gas tank, and my gas, you know, the spiritual gas tank, and it's empty. I better go fill up. So whether it's go to meetings or read the word, then we get filled. And then we're like, okay, bye, Lord. See you later. And we go off on our own until it runs out. And we're like, oh, I need to get filled up again. Okay, that's thirst to thirst. But what the Lord really wants is to install a gas hose in our spirit where He's flowing all the time. So it doesn't matter if we're on campus walking around in the class. Maybe we're not thirsty. But what's wrong with calling on the Lord when you're not thirsty? Right? Lord Jesus! We can enjoy the river even when we're not thirsty. Actually, in eternity, there won't be hunger and there won't be thirst. And we'll still be drinking. We'll still be eating. So this matter of drinking is also related to our existence. The Lord should impress us that we need to drink of Him in ways that we haven't done before. To drink not just for our satisfaction, but also for our spiritual health and existence. But the third reason, and it's mainly related to this weekend, is that we have to drink for God's building. The first two is mainly related to us, right? We have to drink. Why? Because we're thirsty. We have to drink because if we don't drink, we'll die. But do you realize that actually one of the most important things related to this river is that it issues in God's building. If we don't drink, God can't get His building. There's no way. God's way is the river. He only has one way to flow Himself into us, into the building. So in this river, if you read, we have three materials, right? We have gold, pearl, and precious stones. Pearl, bdellium, silver, precious stone, pearl. That material is for God's building. For us to be in the building, we have to be made of that, be constituted, or our element has to be that kind of materials. Let me ask you, by creation, what kind of materials are we? Dust, clay, just dirt, right? Dirt. Worth nothing. And when we come together, it stirs up lots of dust. When we're just dust men, we rub against each other, right? There's a lot of offenses, opinions, problems, issues, because there's dust. In God's building, there are no problems. You know why? They're just precious materials. There's just gold, pearl, and precious stones. There's lots of God's expression, God's glory, but there's no dust. And in order for us to be in God's building, we have to be composed of those materials. And the only way for us to get the materials is through the river. The materials are not littered on the ground. They are not rained from heaven. They are in a river. So when we drink the river, we drink the precious materials and they get into us. So we must drink for our satisfaction. We must drink for our existence. And we must drink for God's building. May the Lord show us this. That we would drink not only just for us, but for Him. Amen. Don't you want to have be part of God's building, that God can have His building? I do. May the Lord impress us. Okay, so that's the first part, okay? Don't forget, the river is wonderful, and we need to drink. Amen. Okay, in Roman numeral 1, at the beginning and the end of the Bible, we find the tree of life and a river flowing with living water. The tree of life is the embodiment of life, but in order for this life to enter into us, there's the need for it to flow. So who is the tree of life? Right, Christ. Can't go wrong with that answer, right? So the tree of life is Christ. And we saw that last night. The Lord in John 15 says that I am the true vine. And in John 14 He says, I am the way, the reality, and the life. When we put those things together, He is the tree, He is the life, He is the tree of life. He is the embodiment, right, of the triune God. He is the embodiment of the divine, eternal life. Okay, what is the river of water of life? The Spirit! This tree of life, in the embodiment of life, has to flow in the river. Amen. Right? The last phrase says, in order for this life to enter into us, there is the need for it to flow. Okay, underline, circle, whatever you need to do on the word flow. Flow. This should, when I was reading this point, there is so much appreciation for what the Lord has done so that He can flow into us. You know that there is a real problem between us and God, that He had to do, had to go through a process just so that He can flow into us. First of all, we are creatures. Okay, if God flows into us in His raw form, we'll just explode. I don't know what will happen to us. Obliterate, be obliterated to nothing, maybe? So He has to first become a man. Then He has to walk on the earth, live a perfect human life. Then He had to die because we not only were created, we fell. There's a problem of sin. So He died on the cross for our sins. And then He, in resurrection, became the life-giving spirit. Like breath. Available, accessible. So that He can flow into us. So that now everything He has done is in the Spirit. Amen. When we drink the Spirit, we get everything. Amen. We don't have to do anything. Right. Brothers and sisters, do you realize this river is amazing? It requires no work. You don't have to do anything. Or you maybe have to cooperate a little bit, open your mouth, and the river will flow. Amen. He has done everything so that He can become the Spirit. So the tree of life is the embodiment of life, and the river of water of life is the flow of life. And so the Christ, who is the tree of life, is now flowing in the Spirit as a river of water of life. And we know this because 1 Corinthians 15 says the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. In 2 Corinthians 3, we know that the Lord is the Spirit. Who is the Lord? Jesus Christ is Lord. And so Christ is a spirit. When we drink of the river experientially, you know what we get? We get the tree. You want to talk about eating the tree of life? Drink the river. When we drink the river, we get the tree. Because in Revelation, in Genesis, right after verse 9 in chapter 2, it talks about the tree. In verse 10, it says the river went forth. Right? In Revelation, it's even clearer. It's there the tree grows in the river. And flows with the river, alongside the river. Amen. This shows us that Christ is the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Today we have Christ. That's a life-giving Spirit. Amen. We don't have to physically go to a place. We don't have to walk certain miles, kneel down, kiss the ground. We don't have to perform any kind of rituals. He is available as the Spirit for us to take. That's why when on the UCI campus, when I call Lord Jesus, He flows. Amen. Because He is the Spirit. Amen. And this morning, as the Spirit, He wants to flow right now into us. Amen. Right? We don't have to wait, actually, until the meeting is over. Even right now, He is flowing. Amen. He wants to drink right now. Amen. He wants us to take a drink deeply, freely, to open up to Him so the river will flow in. Amen. Okay, so that's the river, full of life, with the tree of life, and the triune God, which is the Father, the Son, the Spirit, the Divine Trinity, process to be life to us. Okay, don't worry about that, just drink the river. Now, Roman numeral 2. The river in the Garden of Eden was parted and became four branches. This signifies that the river flows out of God as the source and the center to reach man in every direction. In every direction. This river parted and became four heads and reached man in all directions. You know what that does to us? It removes all the excuses of us not drinking the river. Are you a man? I mean, a human being? Yes. Then you have no excuses. You're going to say, oh, I'm not qualified. I was sinful. Well, He died for you. Oh, I'm poor, rich. I'm this background. I have this kind of situation. I have this kind of history. Who cares? The river flowed out and was parted to reach man. I was so impressed by this. The river is accessible. It is available. There is no problem on God's side. The river is here And the only thing we need to do is to drink.
Amen.
What else do we, what kind of excuses do we have? There are no excuses for us not to drink, right? We have to drink. So it flows to reach man in every direction.
Amen.
Okay? Every direction. Then A says, the first branch, Pishon, means that the river of life flows freely, making everything grow and bring in three kinds of precious materials, gold, pearl, and precious stone. It flows freely. So just imagine, okay, this is another layer of removing the excuses. Just imagine if the water was accessible, it's available, but it costs a lot of money to drink. So yeah, you can have it. Yeah. You want the water? You can have it. If you don't have it, you'll die. So yeah, you can have it, but it will cost you to drink. Then who's going to drink it? But the Lord paid the price, right?
Amen.
This water is accessible, it's available, and it's free.
Amen.
Right? In Isaiah, we're told, "Ho, he who thirsts, come to the waters. Come without money."
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
We can come and drink without a price.
Amen.
Without it flows freely. You don't have to give. You don't have to pay down. Mortgage your house. You don't. It's free. It flows freely and brings with it the materials for God's building. Okay. Then B, the name of the second branch, Gihon, means turbulence of waters and implies fullness. The flowing of the divine river is so rich and strong that it can change our evil nature and even glorify us. Turbulence of waters, fullness. And in particular, in the verse, it points out that it flows in the land of Cush. You know what Cush means? It means black, black-faced. And there is a verse in Jeremiah, it says, can a Cushite change his skin or the leper his spots? Which shows us that there is something that's inward within us that's unchangeable. That's not, that can't be, there's nothing we can do about it. Except for one thing. Right? And that is to drink the river. When we drink the river, something happens to our evil nature. It gets discharged, it gets washed out, and the divine nature, signified by the gold, flows in. This is, to me, very encouraging.
Amen.
If you look at the river, you'll never be discouraged. Because this river can do it.
Amen.
You may think, my situation is impossible. You don't know what's in me. You don't know what I've gone through. But you know what? This river is turbulent. This river is full.
Amen.
And when he flows, he can change our Cushite nature into something that is golden.
Amen.
Isn't this river wonderful?
Amen.
When you just see this river, it just makes you want to drink it.
Amen.
And I had an experience of this with my children. I have a 4-year-old son and daughter about to turn 3. And in my interaction with them, this one time when my son, I think I was busy with something, and he just came and asked me to do something for him. And I think I just dismissed him. I just went, I don't really know what I did, but you know, he was very disappointed. And when he was alone, I was really disappointed in myself. I was like, what's wrong with you? He's just a little boy. Why do you have to be, can't you be a little nicer? And I, you know, on this point, I think the Lord really showed me, you're a Cushite. There is an evil nature that what you need to do is to drink.
Amen.
And so, of course, I had to ask the Lord for forgiveness, and I had to go apologize to my son, who probably didn't really realize what's going on. But the river can change us. The turbulent water. There's a verse in Hebrews that says, he can save us to the uttermost. To the uttermost. Brothers and sisters, don't you believe that?
Amen.
Don't look at yourself. Don't look at your situation.
Amen.
Don't look at your circumstance. Look at the river.
Amen.
Drink the river.
Amen.
In this river there's gold, pearl, precious stones. It's turbulent. It's mighty and flowing. This river is so encouraging.
Hallelujah.
Right? We should drink of him all the time. Okay, then C. The third branch is Hiddekel, which means rapid, implying power. This power here, the reference, has Ephesians 1 in there. And there's a fourfold power, which is given to the church. But this power, to me, I really appreciate that this power is experiential. Have you ever been bound by death? What about darkness? What about fruitlessness? There's a lot of issues, but there is power in the river.
Amen.
There is power in the Spirit.
Amen.
When the Lord, when there's a sinful woman, the Lord is a Pharisee, he's brought the sinful woman to the Lord. And, you know, they're trying to catch the Lord. And they say, oh, this woman was caught in adultery. What do you say? And then he held his ground and said, he who is without sin, let him be the one to cast the first stone. And they all went out one by one. And the woman said, well, you know, what do you say? And he says, well, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. There is only one person that can free us from the power of sin and the power of death. And that is the Spirit. When we drink the Spirit, we have power. I don't mean power to rule over other people. But what about power to rule over our temper?
Amen.
Right? Power to be free from our impatience, from our greed,
Amen.
From our anxiety. Don't you need power for that? Sometimes we're just so bound by, what am I going to do with my life? Oh, I got to apply for this. I got to do this. I have this coming up. I have that coming up. My family is this. My work is this. My career is this. There's all kinds of things. We need the Spirit.
Amen.
In the Spirit is the power to free us from all of those things. And D, the fourth branch is called Euphrates, which means sweet, making fertile or fruitful. So when this river flows into us, it makes us fruitful. I don't know how many of you like really love preaching the gospel. No one, huh? Or maybe some. But preaching the gospel for me is a difficult thing in myself. It's very difficult. And I always, you know, wish I had more people that I brought to the Lord. But you know, there is one way you can be a fruitful person. Just drink the river. The spontaneous issue of our drinking the river is fruit. Right? You know, Brother Dick Taylor, that's probably the best example. He's drinking all the time. So he can't help but bear fruit. Right? And so when we drink, there's a spontaneous issue. There is just fruit everywhere. So don't be discouraged by your seemingly futile efforts on the gospel. Drink more. Okay, drink more. When you drink more, the fruit will come. And Brother Ken will help us on practically how we do that. But there is everything in this river. Everything I will ever need, everything God needs for His building is in this river. Didn't you see it? There's gold, there's pearls, there's precious stones. What do you need? You need patience? It's there. You need power? It's there. You need encouragement? It's there. You need healing? It's there. Salvation? It's there. You want endurance? It's there. You want love? There. Holiness, righteousness, whatever you need is in the river.
Amen.
Death, resurrection, ascension, everything He has done, everything He has attained, everything He has obtained, it's all in the river.
Amen.
It's in the Spirit.
Amen.
And when we drink the Spirit, we get everything.
Amen.
How easy can that be? Just open up and drink the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And He showed me a river. And when we drink the river, it really flows us into an issue, which is God's building.
Amen.
Okay, now Roman numeral 3. At the end of the New Testament, it is revealed that in the New Jerusalem, there is a river of water of life, signifying the abundance of life in its flow. A. The river of water of life flows out of the throne of God and of the Lamb to supply and saturate the entire New Jerusalem. 1. In Revelation 22:1, we see the flowing triune God. Okay, there's that word again, flowing. God the Father is the source. The Lamb, the Son, is the Redeemer. And the Spirit is the river. We have the throne of God and the Lamb and the river. We have the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. We must take our redeeming God as our head and as our authority and submit to His headship. Out of this established throne, the life-giving Spirit flows within us. The picture in Revelation shows us that the river flows out of the throne. There is a definite place where it comes forth, and that is the throne of God and of the Lamb.
Amen.
Do you want to drink the river?
Yes.
Yes. Then there is a definite place we need to be, and that is under the throne, which is His headship, to submit to Him. This point is linked to the last night, where we can just say amen, to obey. When we obey, we are in the river. Practically, that's really the case. When we say amen to the Lord, we're under the throne. You know what? The river flows, because it comes out from the throne. And the throne is not a scary place, because it's the throne of God and of the Lamb. How pleasant is the Lamb, right? It's very non-threatening. It's just a Lamb. It shows us the redeeming God.
Amen.
Now he's taking care of all the problems.
Amen.
He shed His blood. And now we can just come to the throne, submit to the throne, and the river flows.
Amen.
What a wonderful picture.
Absolutely.
That under the throne there's a river.
Amen.
So when we drink the river,
Amen.
It goes both ways. When we drink the river, you know where we find? We're under the throne. No efforts there. And when we say amen and are under the throne, we find, hey, I'm in the river. They're one and the same. The throne brings us a river, and the river brings us under the throne. And so in our practical experience, drinking brings us submission. And when we say amen, we have the river. Hallelujah. Don't you love the river?
Amen.
Don't you want to drink the river?
Amen.
And open up to receive the entire triune God, the Father, the Son, the Spirit process to be everything to us?
Amen.
Everything that we need is in the river.
Amen.
Amen. How about we stand up and we can sing just that song. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water. Okay? Amen.
Therefore, when joy sweet from
exalted.
Hallelujah. Therefore, with joy, draw water. Isn't it good to draw water? It's better than talking about it, isn't it? I don't want to just talk about it. I hope we all can get the water.
Amen.
We go away this morning with water.
Amen.
I just want to repeat a couple of lines that Brother Edison mentioned. This river is amazing.
Amen.
Let's all declare that.
This
river is amazing. Hallelujah. This river can do it.
This
river can do it. Hallelujah. This river is turbulent.
There's power in the river.
Hallelujah. Everything's in the river. Anyway, I'm just so impressed with the river of water of life. I hope all of you really see. You know, in Revelation 22:1, it says, He showed me. He showed me. Let's all declare that. He showed me. It's all about, this time it's all about who? Yeah. Say it again. He showed me. What is He showing us this morning? A river. Oh, saints, it's all about the river. To me, everything is wrapped up with this matter. It's not the Mississippi. That's muddy. We're talking about the river of water of what?
Life.
It's a river of water of what? Life. I mean, what can you say? That everything is in that little phrase. It's a river of water of what? Life. And we saw last night, who is this life? It's Christ. He's the tree of life. He is the embodiment of this life. But Christ is the embodiment of life. He has to what? He has to reach us. And how does He reach us? He reaches us as a river. Oh, river of water of life. And what else? He showed me a river of water of life. What? Bright. Oh, we'll see more. Bright. It's bright. Bright as crystal. Look at your neighbor and tell him, bright. You may not feel like it. You may not think so. But I'm looking at Michael. He's what?
Bright.
Michael, stand up and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Yeah, hey. Was he bright? Amen. It's all because of the river. He's the river of water of life. And Psalm 48 says, there is a river. The streams whereof what? They make glad the city of God. Did you realize there's such a river? Wow. River that makes glad the city of God. There's a song for that. You know that? You ever heard it? There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. I can't sing, but anyway, I love the river. The river is for the city. Do you notice that in Psalm 48? What's this river for? It's for God's building. We're not here just enjoying the river. That's good. We know about it. We enjoy it. But enjoying this river takes us somewhere. It flows us to the New Jerusalem. It's what we become. Oh, hallelujah for the river. You know, also in Ezekiel 47, there's another mentioning of the river. The river flows out of the house. And eventually it goes on and there's a river that just gets deeper and deeper. And eventually it says, there's rivers to what? Swim in. Ooh, Alex, what about that? Does that sound good? Would you like to swim in this river? It's a river, it's so much of the river, it says you couldn't even cross over it. You couldn't pass it. You just get carried away by the river.
Amen.
This is what we're talking about. This is the river of water of what? Life. This is a living person. I hope we all would really have a vision. The Lord can open our eyes to see. He is not only the tree of life. He is the embodiment of this life. But this one is what? Flowing to us as a river of water of life. And then as you go on in this verse, listen, he flows. Where is he flowing? He's flowing out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. But where is this flow going? I mean, where is it? It's actually in your outline. It's point B under Roman numeral 3. It says, what? The river of water of life flows in the middle of the street of the New Jerusalem. Wow. So first of all, you know, we realize from what Edison mentioned and from the Word, we all in our experience, we need to be those who are willing to come under His throne. We need to know His headship. And when we're willing to go along with Him and allow Him to set up His throne in our being, what happens? We experience the river. There's something flowing in our being. But it also mentions that this river is in the middle of its street. Do you remember that? I'll just repeat. He showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the middle of its street. Now, the street, what is the street made of? It's pure gold. It says pure gold. It's of gold. It's even not, it's mentioned in chapter 21:21. It's the pure gold is like transparent glass. How about that? Now, what does this mean? What does this signify? I hope we would have a lot of experiences of this. And that is, when we come under the throne, that's one thing. We're going along with Him. But we're also walking somewhere. We're on a way. There's a street here. There's a street. The New Jerusalem has a street. It's the way we take. It's the way we walk. Well, what is the way we take? And what is the way we walk? It's golden. It's pure gold. It's like transparent glass. What does this signify? This signifies the divine nature of God. All theologians agree. Gold signifies God's divine nature. Do you have God's divine nature in you?
Amen.
You do. There's something of His nature in your being. There's something of gold in you. Tell your neighbor, there's gold in you. That's because as believers, we have the life of God. There's something golden in us. But when we go along with Him and we walk the way of the golden nature in us, listen, we sense and enjoy water. You know, since I moved from Texas to L.A., in Texas, everybody's nice. You get out here, everybody honks. I never heard honking before. I knew there were, you know, there were horns on cars, but I never heard them until I got to California. Everybody honks. And even I was with the brothers, and I find myself honking at people. And then afterwards I feel bad, you know. But every now and then I go along with the divine nature. And you know what the divine nature is? Merciful.
Amen.
Blessed are the merciful. Sorry that person doesn't know they should go when they can turn right on red. It's okay. They don't know. They're cautious. There's nobody coming. It's okay. Just be merciful. I mean, I just want to honk, you know. Anyway, I'm learning. We're learning. We're learning to turn and pay attention to the divine nature in us. It's golden. And it's the way we live. It's the way we walk. We go along with this nature. And I would say, opposed to that, what are we doing? We need to lay aside our natural life, right? What are we naturally? What is our nature? It's wooden. It's just wooden. But, like we mentioned, there is gold in us. And we go along with the divine nature. We walk this way, and we go along. I found myself the other day. I did it. I didn't honk. It's like the Lord said, no. And then right away, water, a little bit of water there. Right? The water is in, The water's in the street. You know, a brother was telling me on the way over here yesterday, he was describing his experience this last week. And that is, it was time for the prayer meeting, and he didn't want to go to the prayer meeting. And the student, you know, I suppose he had things to do, but he just was bothered that he didn't want to go. And he just went along with the golden nature inside. He just said, amen. Let's all say that. Amen. Amen. Just say amen to the golden nature. Then what did he do? He ended up going to the prayer meeting. And his testimony was, he experienced a river of water of life. To him, that was the best prayer meeting. Why? He took this way of walking on the golden street. The golden divine nature of God Himself. Anyway, we need lots of experiences of this. It's when we take this way, there is water. There's a river, water of life flowing in our being. You know, a lot of times, I think even Michael mentioned this. You're clicking. Your fingers are going. And the Lord says, stop. You've been playing games too long. You've got to study. You just go on and on. And the Lord is there trying to bother. What do we need to do? What's the word we're looking for?
Amen.
A little louder?
Amen.
The Lord is speaking, and what do we say?
Amen.
Amen. Then what do you experience? A river of water of life. Anyway, we need lots of experience. Sometimes even our talking. I know just... it's so easy. Our tongue. Listen, it's like a little match. We can say something and we can destroy a whole forest. Just our little tongue. We need to be aware of this. Listen, that's not golden. We need the golden divine nature to walk on. As we go along with that divine nature, listen, what happens? Our mouth gets shut. The Lord says, stop. Especially you'll realize that when you're married, it happens a lot. You just, man, if you don't learn this lesson, you'll be in a lot of trouble. I mean, sometimes I try to say the right word without coming to the Lord. I'll say it this way, and it comes out all wrong. She took it a whole nother way, and she's still upset. So I try to be real careful, you know. Listen, the only thing that works is gold. It's the water of life within us. Stay in the middle of the street with the living water, with the tree. Then I love this point C. The river of water of life is bright as crystal, having no dimness or opaqueness. When this water of life flows in us, it purifies us and makes us transparent. Do you believe this? I mean, can you believe this is in the Bible? He showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal. What happens when the Lord is flowing in you? Like I gave the illustration. Michael, he was shining. Listen, like Edison mentioned, everything is in the river. It makes us what? Bright as crystal. Listen, it clears up our being. There's no dimness. There's no opaqueness. We're not cloudy. You know, you get around some and they've got their frown on, and they come in and you can tell they got a cloud all over them. Kind of thunder is there. You kind of want to get away from them. That's good. Maybe you should get away from those like that. Listen. The river of water of life takes care of this. The river of water of life makes us bright. It clears our being up. Do you like being around ones that are kind of shadowy? They seem to be hiding something. They're in secret. They're not that open. They only tell you part of the truth. Listen, the river of water of life takes care of this. Drink a river. It makes you bright. I'll never forget one time I was in, we were in a conference years ago on the New Jerusalem, and we were singing a song, and I looked around at all the saints, and I just felt like we were, it was the first time I had the realization, we are the New Jerusalem. I just looked around, I had the feeling, wow, everything is so bright. It's so clear. There's no shadows. Don't you want something like that?
Amen.
Don't you want to be around some? There's no shadows.
Amen.
You get around them, there's nothing hidden. There's no doors hidden with things behind them. They've just been what? They've been taken care of by the river of water of life.
Amen.
They become transparent. There's nothing there but what? You touch them, what do you touch? You touch a river.
Amen.
Bright and clear.
Amen.
Tim, brother, don't you want to be bright as crystal?
Amen.
I want you to be that way. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, make us all this way.
Amen.
It's going to happen. It's happening. Jacob, aren't you becoming a little more clear? A little more transparent? David? Yes, it's happening as we enjoy Him.
Amen.
We drink the river. This happens. This is big. Then let's go into the next Roman numeral. In the Bible, the drinking of the water of life and the flowing of the water of life go together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Drink and flow. Do you pick that up? You see it? Drinking. Amen. Flowing.
Amen.
They go together. Let's declare that. Drinking.
Drinking.
Flowing.
Flowing.
Go together.
Together.
What are you? A drinker or a flower?
Oh.
Hallelujah. I hope we would all be the drinkers. I'm given to drink. Hallelujah. Right, Brian? You're just given to drink, aren't you? What kind of drinker are you? Yeah. What do you drink?
Jesus.
Amen. That's the best drink in the universe. Hallelujah. Okay. I want to impress you again that the river of water of life that's there in Genesis, it flows, it begins there and it consummates in the New Jerusalem. I mentioned some verses in the Old Testament. Then when you get to the New Testament, there are other verses, especially with the Lord Jesus Himself. He Himself, you know, what did He tell the woman at the well? In John 4:14, you remember? I'll just read it to you. You should all have it memorized like I should. Hallelujah. I just need to get started. Amen. Yeah, but whoever, hallelujah, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever. But the water that I will give him will become in him what? A fountain of water, what? Springing up or gushing up into eternal life. So there the Lord, He presents Himself as the one who gives what? Living water, right? Spring, a fountain of water springing up. And then especially when you go to John 7:38-39, where He was there and He stood on the last day of the feast and He cried out, if any man thirst, let him come to me and what? Drink. And as the scripture said, out of your innermost being will what? Flow. Rivers. Of living water. He knew that all the ones there at that feast, they were still thirsty. They had drunken of the worldly things, all the success, all that you know is available for man, and they had enjoyed it, but it all ended. So He waited till the last day, because there is a last day to everything. There's a last day with anything that you treasure. You may get something. You may make a success. What do you feel after that? You're still thirsty. Even the car that you like so much, you finally get it. There's the last day. It gets hauled off, you know. Or like me, I got a new car and right away the brothers banged into it. I was so happy and then, but I think I've told you before, it was so exciting to me looking back because I remember I let the brother borrow my car and he came back and gave me the keys and said, sorry, I backed into a fire hydrant. I didn't see it. Sorry. But you know what I was doing at that time? I was drinking. If you're drunk on the new wine, nothing matters. I didn't care. Hallelujah. I did it again. I gave it to another brother. Came back. Oh, I saw it. I backed into a pole. Sorry. Again, I was drinking. Let's stay in the drinking. The river of water of life. Hallelujah. So the Lord, He presented Himself as the living water. If you're thirsty, come to me and drink. The woman at the well, He told her, if you knew the gift of God and who it was that said to you, give me a drink, you would what? You'd ask Him. And I would give you what? Living water. This is a woman who had all the husbands living with someone else. What is He there? He's there just offering Himself as the living water to satisfy.
Amen.
Isn't He awesome? Amen. This river is what? Amazing!
Amen.
It's a living person who takes care of all our thirst. But as we drink Him, listen, it has a goal. I think we all need to be reminded again and again. Listen, life is God's way.
Amen.
And God's goal is what? His building. Then, let's see, I need to move on. It says to drink of the living water. Number one, we must first be positioned to drink. Baptism gives us this position. I hope we all have been baptized. According to the verse here, 1 Corinthians 12:13, it says, in one spirit, we were all baptized into one body. And that's not all. We were what? We were given to what?
Drink.
Given to drink one spirit.
Amen.
So you have, basically you have what? The spirit mentioned twice. And the spirit, the one spirit is there for what? For baptism. To baptize us into the one body. We need to transfer out of the old and into the new. We need to get into the body of Christ. Once we're positioned here, are you in the body? Have you been baptized into the body? What do we do in the body? Exactly. We're given to what? Drink. I just want to turn our thinking to so many other things. Listen, the Lord Himself, He wants to dispense Himself into us. This is His economy, His plan, to dispense Himself into us. He wants to be drink to man. He wants to be the living water to man, to satisfy man, to transform man, to do a work in man that matches Him. This is His building. But He does it by what? It's not by mere teaching. I can teach and teach and teach. Listen, you'll never change. You can try, but listen, teaching doesn't work. You know what works? The river of water of life.
Amen.
The river of water of life works. I'm just here as a testimony. Listen, everything's in the river.
Amen.
It can do what you can never do.
Amen.
It can flow us, in us, and out of us, all the way to the New Jerusalem. You know, first we have to be positioned. Then there's the need of thirst. You have some verses there. And you know, you see the way the Lord started there in John 37. I just mentioned it. He said, if any man what? Thirst. Are you thirsty for knowledge? Now you can go study a lot of things, but listen, the Lord wants us to come to Him and what? Study. No, drink. Come to me and what?
Drink.
Exactly. But there needs to be a thirst. I hope all of us, some of you may not be that thirsty. You came and you're not that thirsty. You may be still enjoying some things of the world that is too much. It's competing with the Lord. That may be your situation. But I hope through this weekend the Lord could turn your heart, change your mind to realize, I need water.
Amen.
I need the tree of life.
Amen.
Lord, I need you as the river of water of life.
Amen.
Lord, swallow up everything negative.
Amen.
Lord, dispense. Flow in my being.
Amen.
Transform me. Pray. Lord, give me a thirst. Thirst for you. Listen, the time will come. I mean, you may be in love with your iPhone or some other gadget. Listen. You may look at that all the time. I've seen many of them. It's like somebody's after them. That's good. Yeah. How many texts did you get today? And you live in this realm. It's a relationship between you and this technical object. And you look at that more than you do the Lord. I mean, we have to use them. But really, what does the Lord really want? The Lord wants us to be thirsty for Him. The day will come. There'll be an end to that. There's one brother, Simpson. Where is he? Simpson, where are you, brother? Oh, there he is. He's got the worst cell phone I've seen. I'm trying to talk him into getting another one. It's an old phone. It's got cracks all in the thing. You have to see through the cracks to read the messages. And I love it. You know what? It's okay. It works. I can see. I can read it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You think he loves that thing? I wouldn't. But we all have our things that were just too much. You know, we need to thirst after the river of living water.
Amen.
Lord, I want you. I want to get to this point. Saints, the next couple points are really good. If you notice these words, we need a thirst. And number three, we need to what? Come. What's number four? We need to what? Ask. Number five, what? Call. And then number six, we should what? Receive. Take it freely. Listen, all these verses, it's so clear. You know, the woman at the well, the Lord said, just ask. Just ask. On one hand, He said, come. On the other hand, He said, what? Just ask. If you would ask of me, I'd give you what? Living water. Let's all declare, Lord, give me living water.
Lord, give me living water.
Now say it again and mean it.
Lord, give me living water.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, it's so good to have you as the living water.
Amen.
And then there's this matter of calling on the name of the Lord. Saints, you know, from Edison sharing and what we've heard before, listen, this is no small thing. You know, the Lord has to upgrade and increase our experience of Him in the way of what? Calling on Him, turning to Him, coming to Him at all times. You know, when you're getting ready in the morning, when you're walking across, you know, the campus, when you're driving, we need a lot of, I'm not talking about a lot of screaming and hollering, you know, on the Lord. Listen, that'll burn out. What is needed is in our daily life, there is an oh. How about that? Let's all say that. Oh. Oh is the opening of the bottle. It's to take the top off. Let's all say that. Oh. Are you open? Okay, say oh. You look in the Old Testament, they cried out to the Lord, oh. Oh, all the time. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. We need to practice that. Throughout our day, you know what? When you say, oh, you know what? Water.
Amen.
You have to believe the Lord is, He's moving in you to give Him, give you the living water. Then, oh, Lord. How about that? Oh, Lord. Lord. Isn't it good to turn away from yourself to what? The Lord. Listen, every time you say, oh, Lord, what are you doing? You're turning away from yourself. Too many of us, the world revolves around ourselves. No. We need to get our being aimed at the right person. The one who is the river of water of life. So come to Him. Every time, listen, every time you call, oh Lord. Oh Lord, Jesus. So I'll say that. Jesus. You're touching the water. You know, this is big in the New Testament. You realize Paul, when he was talking, when he said, I, Paul, what did he do? I sowed, right? And Apollos did what? Apollos watered. Did it say Apollos taught? And then God gave the growth? It says Apollos did what? Water. Well, I'll get back to that in a minute. Actually, I'm getting there. We should receive the Spirit as the living water and take it freely. Freely. Is the Lord, does the Lord, is He holding back? No. He's willing to give you living water freely. Freely. Thank you, Lord. I can get the living water anytime. Kaya, oh Lord. Just a little oh Lord. And what do you get? You get living water. Wow. Then I really like to get to this next big point. B. I'm running out of time. Okay, here it is. The genuine, let's read it all together. The genuine drinking of the water of life depends on the flowing. What is particularly helpful is speaking to the Lord. By the Lord, for the Lord, in the Lord, and with the Lord. I think we all can realize from our experience, the drinking depends on the flowing. And what? What helps the flowing? It's our speaking. We need to speak to the Lord. We need to speak in the Lord. We need to speak to others with the Lord. We need to be speaking and flowing. We need to be flowing and speaking. Listen, I mentioned it recently. When you go back and just consider, when I consider, a brother that I played tennis with, I told you, in college, I didn't know he was even a Christian, but after class one time, he shared one verse with me. And it's just a little point about that verse that he really enjoyed. You know what he was doing? He was flowing water to me. He was Apollos. He watered me. You know what happened? That little sharing, that little flowing, you know what it did? It changed the course of my whole life. Do you realize that can be you? A little flowing out of the triune God. A little flowing out of the river of water of life to some ones around you. Listen, what does it do to you? You get watered. Right? In the Old Testament says, he who waters will be what? Watered. Let's all say that. He who waters will be watered. Have you ever shared in the meeting? What happens when you share in the meeting? You have the sense, wow, that was good. You know what happens? You activate the river of water of life in your being. Amen. He flows when you flow out. It's kind of like a hose. You know, a hose, if it's turned off, it can't flow out. But when you let it flow out, what happens? When you turn it on, it flows out. What happens? More water flows in. We shouldn't be the Dead Sea here. We should be all those flowing. The letting the Lord in and flowing Him out. Look for opportunities to flow Him to others. Water them with others. That doesn't mean you have to give them a lecture. You don't have to give them a high teaching. Listen, just splash water on them. Apollos watered. Don't you want to be a watering person? I enjoyed this on the way here. A brother shared with me. He just shared a verse, and I'll share it with you because it was so watering to me. I just got some, and most of us know this, but it's that verse, 1 John 1:1, that which was from the beginning, and we kind of prayed over this. But he shared it with me. He had really enjoyed it. You know what that was? This became water. Listen to this. That which was from the beginning, which we've heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life. Wow. Isn't that good? He just watered me. We need to be those that drink and flow. Give one another something to drink again and again. God will give the growth. We can't do it. But what can we do? We can give them the river of water of life. Amen?
Amen.
Do you want to drink? Oh, I hope we could all say, amen.
Amen.
Do you like to be a drinker?
Amen.
Or just a thinker?
No.
Drinker.
Amen.
Drink and what? Flow. Flow to one another. The river of water of life. This is an amazing drink. Hallelujah. Man, Paul should get a Nobel Prize for discovering the water that is so good. It brings in the growth of God in all of us. Does so much in us. Okay, then, there's one example I wanted to use, and that is, you remember in the Old Testament, in Exodus, you had the rock that was following them. And the Lord told Moses to what? First time he told him to strike the rock and the water would flow out to water all the children of Israel. And then he came again. Listen, he told him the second time to what? He didn't tell him to smite the rock. He told him to what? Speak to the rock. Speak to the rock. And of course, Paul in 1 Corinthians 10, he said, they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Amen.
Do you realize there's a rock following you? Just look at one another. There's a rock there. There's a rock following you. And you know what? All Moses had to do, the Lord told them to what? Speak to the rock. And the water, and get the water to feed, to flow. Get the water for the children of Israel to drink. But what was required? All he had to do was what? Speak to the rock. What do we need to do today? Speak to the rock. Let's all declare that. Speak to the rock.
Speak to the rock.
Tell your neighbor, speak to the rock.
Speak to the
rock. Bid the waters flow. When we speak to him, what happens? He begins to flow in our being. When we speak to others, what happens? He flows. He has a way to flow through us to water others. Oh, don't you want to be such a person? We need to have our mouths open. Don't be a person that's just, with your mouth shut all the time. Open your mouth. Bid the waters flow. Speak to the Lord. Okay, I think that's it. Let's just read the last Roman numeral. The materials brought in through the flow of the river of life are for the building of God's habitation. The divine life flowing within us makes us the materials for God's building. Saints, a good example is petrified wood. Petrified wood is, when you knock on it, what does it feel like? Stone. That's because it is. But what does it look like? Petrified wood looks like wood. You look at one another, we look wooden. But you know what? Petrified wood comes about by a tree that falls into some flowing water, a stream. And the stream begins to what? Flow over that wood, that tree. Then what happens to that wood? The water brings minerals. It brings ingredients into that wood. And it begins to replace the elements of that tree. And you know what? In the end, that river, what did it do? It makes something wooden, like all of us, all manners of precious stone. You look, Michael was telling me, petrified wood, they don't all look the same. You look one way, you look another way, but when the Lord flows in us, and he flows, listen, he's bringing in his divine element, and he's stonifying us. He's making us stones for God's building. He's making us all manner of what? Precious stones. Roland, you'll still look Roland. You'll still look Rolandish. We'll all remember Roland. Yes, Roland. But listen, Roland is becoming a stone. A precious stone by the flowing of the river of water of life. This is good for God's building. Amen.